You're listening to SBS News.
Children and young people could feel the impact of COVID-19 on their mental health and well-being for many years to come. That is one of the major warnings from findings in UNICEF's flagship report released on Tuesday. According to the State of the World's Children 2021, children and young people carried the burden of mental health conditions without significant investment in addressing them. In an interview with SBS, Head of Advocacy, Policy and Government Engagement at UNICEF Australia, Oliver White, says that is costly in many ways.
Mental health are a huge problem for children and adolescents across the world, including Australia. It's having a massive cost on children's lives, both human cost, but also financial cost in terms of the impact on their learning, their development, their ability to earn. And the report finds that there is insufficient investment given the size of the need and the problem.
UNICEF is also known as the United Nations Children's Fund, which is an agency responsible for providing humanitarian and developmental aid to children worldwide. The agency is among the most widespread and recognisable social welfare organisations in the world, with a presence in 192 countries and territories. UNICEF has been issuing the annual report for more than 40 years, looking at the most pertinent issues affecting children and young people globally. 20,000 people were interviewed in 21 countries for the report, which provides a comprehensive look at the mental health of children, adolescents and caregivers. Zainab Hijazi is the report's lead author, and she highlights the economic burden on the global economy.
We are calling for national, evidence-based national mental health programs tied to parenting and family-focused interventions. We are calling for policies within schools that protect and address mental health issues amongst children and adolescents. We found a $387.2 billion cost on our economy. And so this is staggering. It is also having a huge economic burden on us and our families.
The report found that more than one in seven adolescents aged 10 to 19 is estimated to live with a diagnosed mental disorder globally. The rates in Australia are even higher, with more than one in five young people aged 10 to 19 years of age affected. Australian boys are the worst impacted, with around one in four living with mental disorders, compared to 19.5% in girls. Mr. White says society needs to treat mental health the same way it treats threats from diseases, such as coronavirus or physical complications.
We're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. So much of it is hidden, and we know the need is huge, and yet the investment that we put into physical health is not matched by the investment that we give to mental disorders. So we need a similar focus and a similar amount of investment on addressing mental disorder and mental illness in children and young people, and take it as seriously as we take physical disorders and disease.
Mr. White says diagnosing and helping children can be challenging due to cultural and social stigmas and difficulties in communicating issues. The report also found almost 46,000 adolescents die around the world from suicide each year, and that suicide is among the top five causes of death for their age group. Data also shows wide gaps between mental health needs and mental health funding. Ms. Hijazi says only about 2% of government health budgets are allocated to mental health spending globally.
The issue is severe, and you know, we are seeing 47,000 adolescents are dying from suicide every year. And that is a staggering number. And so the call for action to invest in mental health, to prioritize mental health, is because investing in mental health can be life-saving for individuals and for our children.
In many ways, it has been a long 18 months, especially for children. When you combine nationwide lockdowns and pandemic-related restrictions on movement, children have spent a significant number of months of their lives away from family, friends, classrooms, and play, all are key elements of childhood. A median of one in five young people surveyed said they often feel depressed or have little interest in doing things. As COVID-19 heads into its third year, the Australian Human Rights Children's Commissioner Anne Hollands says the impact on children and young people's mental health and well-being continues to weigh heavily.
Crisis like this actually just exposes existing weaknesses in the systems, and what we need to be doing is fixing those broken systems. But we also need to be making sure that children are our national priority. Children's needs are not necessarily met by policy that is designed for adults. But children have unique needs. Many are now saying that schools should be the last places to close and the first places to open, that they are much more important than big sporting events or other things that we're, accommodating.
At least one in seven children has been directly affected by lockdowns, while more than 1.6 billion children have suffered some loss of education. The full impact of the pandemic remains to be seen for many children in Australia. None more so than those in Melbourne, the world's most locked-down city. The disruption to routines, education, recreation, as well as concern for family income and health, is leaving many young people feeling afraid, angry, and concerned for their future.
There's just a lack of services. So obviously through COVID, there's been a lot of money put into the youth mental health area, and that's fantastic, but, 12 and under. What I'm hearing from parents is that even when their kids are suicidal, they can't get public mental health services. They're being turned away. And I've been truly horrified to hear these accounts. So we're really light on in terms of our preventative measures.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.